Now, in our parliament yesterday, our state parliament, there was a very serious issue raised. But I'm afraid it turned into farce. It was about the length of time a victim of child sex abuse at the hands of a state institution, like the infamous boarding hostel in Katanning that you might remember, where dozens of kids were sexually abused in the late 1970s and 1980s. It's about the time that they would have to make a claim against the state for damages. As the law stands right now, the victim has just 6 years from the time of the abuse to make that claim. 6 years. For more reasons than I've got time to go into on this program, that time limit is absolutely appalling. So the Liberal MP, Graham Jacobs, decided a while back to end the restriction with new legislation. And he hoped that yesterday in Parliament, the many victims left psychologically scarred, suicidal, traumatised for life by what happened to them, might see the promised change actually happen. It didn't. And before Dr. Jacobs' Limitation Amendment Child Sexual Abuse Actions Bill was adjourned, unresolved yesterday, things got very personal. So angry was Hillary's MP Rob Johnson that the Premier wouldn't speak to the bill and stand in the chamber to support it, well, the MP went ballistic.
Member. Why don't you get up, Premier,
Member.
Show the guts, show that you have some sort of heart somewhere, yes, and speak up for the children who've been abused in this state. You're the Premier of the state. You more than anybody should be speaking up for them. The buck stops with you, Premier. So let you get up, have the guts to support this bill, let it go to a vote today so it goes through the second reading stage, then we can deal with the consideration detail in the next week when we come back.
Leader of the House.
You are a disgrace!
Member, members, members, member for Hillary's, sit down. I need you to withdraw that comment, please, member for Hillary. Well, you're going to have to be sent out, in fact.
Okay, now I should point out that while all that was going on, there were victims of child sex abuse watching all this unfold in the Parliament. Now, the comment by the Liberal-turned-independent MP Rob Johnson, in case you missed it, was disgraceful turd. That's what he aimed at the Premier. For that remark and his refusal to withdraw it, Mr Johnson was named, thrown out of Parliament and suspended for 2 days. And even before that, John Quigley, the shadow Attorney-General, had also taken aim at the Premier.
It's disgraceful conduct by the Attorney-General. Disgraceful. Think, in any other state, Victoria, they've passed this legislation. New South Wales, they've passed this legislation. It's Western Australian children that the Attorney-General is victimising. Will you support the legislation this afternoon?
It's a disgrace, your comment.
The Premier, do you support the legislation or not? All as the Premier has got to say is, it's disgraceful that I'm exposing the truth in front of the victims here this afternoon.
The General is disgraceful.
Will you support this legislation?
I'll speak on this.
Will you support this legislation?
When I choose to speak, I'll speak.
Okay, so that was John Quigley aiming across the chamber at the Premier and also having a crack at the Attorney-General in relation to this legislation. But as I said when I started the program, I mean, this is a serious issue. And Dr. Jacobs' move to end the time limit for child sex abuse victims apparently had the full support of the Liberal Party room, including the Premier, when it was brought in. So what now? What happens to this important piece of legislation? Or has it just become all about personalities and hate? Liberal MP Graham Jacobs joins me on the line. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Gary.
Can I just ask you, first up, was that bill, the legislation in that bill, was it in a position at all yesterday to pass the lower house?
Well, it has been, and there's been a lot of work. It was introduced second reading speech last year. It's been sitting on the table. There have been some amendments that were on the notice paper in my name. They were worked through some of the matters of concern with the State Solicitor's Office. We worked with Parliamentary Council, and those technical issues were looked at and addressed in those amendments. So, look, Gary, things yesterday were basically a significant distraction. The bill to remove the statute of limitation, everybody agrees with. I think it's an important matter that we need to address as a government and as a community. So I'm not sure, though. I'm really not sure now that the government is supportive.
Okay, why do you say that? Because I think the view that if we go back in time was that the government would support it, that this was kind of a Liberal Party, this was a Liberal Party bill, a Liberal Party legislation that was going to sail through Parliament because Labor's on board.
Yeah, mouthing things but not doing. I think really this got the full endorsement of the party room. Significant work has been done. I haven't done it in isolation. I've done it with Parliamentary Council and State Solicitor's Office. There were some technical issues. We addressed those in those amendments, and we had the charade yesterday.
Can you explain, while people are listening to this, when we talk about a charade, I mean, I know that there was an ultimate outcome in one member. The member for Hillary's, Rob Johnson, was thrown out and suspended from Parliament because he had some things to say about the Premier.
He
sent me a letter this morning, just so you know. He expressed his frustration at what happened yesterday. If we say that calling the Premier a disgraceful turd is unparliamentary, and we agree on that, but is his level of frustration warranted?
The level of frustration is that this bill has been around 8 months, and it's not his bill, it's actually my private member's bill, and I'm equally frustrated. I think the frustration was that the Premier had an opportunity to speak in that second reading. They brought the second reading on at about 4 o'clock yesterday. Quigley spoke. The member for Albany spoke. Rob Johnson spoke because the Premier didn't seem to want to get up and talk about it.
Well, were you surprised? I thought the Premier was going to speak to this yesterday.
And he said he was. And then, of course, I think he was upset maybe by the comments that were made. And, I don't know, he dug his toes in and said, well, I'm not going to speak when you tell me to speak. I'm the Premier and I'll speak when I want to speak.
Right.
But what inflamed it was that it was really important for the government and the Parliament and Western Australia to know the Premier's position. Now, he's made a position that he supports it. He said it's good work. Now, who's got the foot on the hose? I mean, I think really that essentially the elephant in the room and I'm not saying he's an elephant, the Attorney General does not agree with this.
Right.
He believes that it's going to lead to a flood of retrospective claims that is going to break the bank.
Right.
Now, when I say break the bank, either break the state or break their insurance industry or break their insurance companies.
You'd know that there would be. Yeah. I mean, we pick one. Let's pick one inquiry into child sexual abuse in the state alone. Let's just say Katanning. Let's just say Dennis McKenna. Let's talk about the victims there. There are a lot of people who have been stopped from making any claims because of the 6-year statute of limitations. I suppose the floodgates could open. The question is, do they deserve the right to test the water?
Well, we never said that about asbestos, did we?
Very true.
We have a huge latency period before mesothelioma occurs.
Yeah.
We have a huge latency period before some of these cases come to light for all sorts of reasons in sexual abuse, child sexual abuse. Did we say in asbestos, oh, no, we can't do that? Essentially, it is the right thing to do. The Royal Commission has recommended it. Victoria last year adopted it. New South Wales and Queensland are adopting it. 11 provinces in Canada have removed the statute of limitation because it's the right thing to do. Now, even recognising that there might be some retrospective claims that might be, in fact, of a number, I'm even in the civil liability amendment, in my amendments, as discussion we've had with State Solicitor's Office, is for some retrospective claims prior to 2003... to provide a cap in damages. Just, if you like, to introduce the bill and remove the statute, but perhaps limit some of the damages. And is that the right thing? I mean, quite honestly, I believe that the court on the case will determine the damage.
Yeah.
Small amount of damage, small recompense.
Well, I think,
large amount of damage, large recompense.
I think we'd probably be on the same page on this one. Now, Katanning, I mean, I remember sitting through all of that, and in fact, sort of working hard as a journalist to try and break some of the stories leading up to the evidence that came out in relation to Katanning and the culpability of authorities and agencies and so on not to do enough and not to do anything, in fact, that led to those kids being abused, so many of them, that when the figure of a maximum of $45,000 was placed on it, I was sort of breaking into a bit of a sweat when I heard that. I was thinking, how can anyone put a limit on what those kids went through?
Yeah, and I think from the state's, you know, the state's liability here, you know, if you look at other jurisdictions, we're looking at maximum amounts around $400,000 and $450,000. Average claims in uncapped removal of statute is around about $140,000 average. We're not saying that money solves it all. It doesn't, but it does give, and as I often say, it gives the right of these victims to bring a civil action, but it doesn't give them the privilege to a successful one. However, they do need the right to bring one. It's got to stack up, and you know the attorney's saying, "Oh, this will bring a lot of frivolous claims." No, it won't. No, it won't. Frivolous claims will not see the light of day, and they won't be taken to court or get anywhere near it.
Can I just ask you then? There were victims yesterday in the chamber.
Yes.
What did they make of all that? And you know, the throwing out of Rob Johnson. I know the comments of Mr. Quigley aimed at the Premier as well. What did they make of all that?
Yeah, I mean, they were totally confused.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, are distracted from the main game. But I won't be distracted from the main game. The main game is that we need to do the right thing, remove the statute of limitation. Yes, perhaps in a potential flood of retrospective claims, put a reasonable cap on some of those. We don't want to cap them prospectively going forward because the insurance companies can actuarially adjust into the future. And even in, it is the right thing. We didn't do when it was asbestos, we didn't go, oh, no, we're not going to do it because, you know, it's going to produce a flood of claims. You need to do the right thing, recognise the damage and recompense it appropriately.
Well, what now then, Dr. Jacobs?
Well, I've written to the Premier and the Attorney General asking where this bill is at. Presumably, the second reading has been adjourned and I would expect it to come back next week. But don't play me for a fool because I will say that they're going to run the clock down. And we've only got 3 weeks of Parliament left, and we're going to run out of parliamentary time, and they're perhaps stalling on it. And I will be very, very disappointed in that, because once we get to the end of the year, this very good bill will go into the ether.
All right, I do appreciate you explaining all that
Thanks,
to us.
Gary.
Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Dr. Graeme Jacobs there. The Liberal MP who brought the bill to Parliament that's now seen it, as I said, turn into a bit of a sideshow in relation to the abuse that was being thrown around the chamber. Look, it's my understanding the Premier was planning to speak to it, but when things started to get personal in the way that they did, he decided to wait for another time. So we'll wait and see what his response is to it. It is, and I said that, it is my understanding, and it's been reported, I think, that you know, that when this was being mooted by Dr. Jacobs, that the Liberal Party supported it. It seems now to have come down to some technical things in relation to the bill, and it sounds like there's a bit of a view that things need to be changed in the bill. Well, then just do that. Don't just let it come up to the Parliament. Surely these things can be done before they make it to the chamber so that everyone's on the same page. So if the Attorney General has got some issues with it, then can't he sit down with Dr. Jacobs, the State Solicitor's Office? Can't they all sit down and come up with something that is workable? Because do you agree with me that 6 years to a victim of child abuse, a victim of child abuse who is a young child, how on earth are they supposed to meet the statute of limitations when it might take many years for them to garner the strength to go public or to have to lodge a claim for what happened to them when they were a child? So it does need to change. The law needs to change. Can we stop all the fighting and actually do some good in our state parliament for once? Here's what the leader of the House in the lower house has said to us, and that's John Day, the health minister. This is what he has said about it. He said, as part of a busy legislative program, time was provided today, being yesterday, for some debate on the private members bill. As often occurs with other bills, the debate was adjourned. Is that good enough? Is that good enough? I mean, is this one a priority, and should it have been dealt with, and should it be dealt with before the end of the year? You tell me. 9221 882. If you're a victim of child sex abuse, what do you think about a 6-year statute of limitations that tells you you've got no recompense for what happened to you if you wait more than 6 years?